KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have a mostly cloudy skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In local news, U.S. Republican Senator Joni Ernst will be in Atlantic this afternoon for a roundtable discussion with cattle producers about the issues affecting cattle feeders and the agriculture industry as a whole. The event will take place at the Rock Island Depot on 102 North Chestnut Street beginning at 12:30, and it is open to the public. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and to help promote awareness of violence against women, Southwest Iowa Families based in Clarinda is making available several displays of T-shirts representing each form of domestic violence. Displays can be seen at various locations in the area beginning October 12th and continuing through October 26th. Teresa Canning is the IDAP, or Iowa Domestic Abuse Prevention Coordinator, for Southwest Iowa Families and the Iowa 4th Judicial District.
During the display, a clothesline is hung with T-shirts that were designed by women. Each T-shirt is decorated that represents a particular woman's experience by the survivor or themselves or by someone who cares about her.
Southwest Iowa Families, in conjunction with the Catholic Charities and Phoenix House, have been providing the displays for a number of years at around the same time. The color of the shirts will be representative of the type of violence women have endured.
The white T-shirts are women who have died of violence. The yellow or beige T-shirts are women who have been battered or assaulted. The red or pink or orange T-shirts are women who have been raped or sexually assaulted. The blue or green T-shirts are women who are survivors of incest or child sexual abuse. The purple or lavender ones are women who've been attacked because of their sexual orientation.
Canning says the clothesline project this year will be displayed in Fremont County on the courthouse lawn in Sydney on October 12th, in Shenandoah at the County West Building on October 19th, and in Clarinda on October 26th at the courthouse lawn. The displays will be available for viewing on those dates from 5 until 7 p.m. each day. There is no charge to view the clothesline project, but donations are gladly accepted from persons who might want to help fight domestic violence. Southwest Iowa Families runs the IDAP program for the 4th Judicial District that treats individuals who have perpetrated domestic violence, many of whom have been court-ordered to undergo treatment. Canning says she believes the rate of domestic violence has been pretty much holding steady over the recent years. Abuse can come in the form of physical or verbal, and victims can be male as well as female. If you know of someone who is the victim of domestic violence, or you are yourself, contact the statewide domestic violence hotline at 800-779-7233. Catholic Charities or the Phoenix House, the numbers are under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. You can also text to 741-741. Trained providers are available there 24/7, especially for teens who are experiencing violence. And if you are a perpetrator of domestic violence, you can call the Iowa Domestic Abuse Program at Southwest Iowa Families to begin services. The number is 712-542-3501. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Tuesday released a report on arrests. The chief says 35-year-old Amanda Lynn Thompson of Audubon was arrested on September the 9th. Thompson faces charges that include three counts of child endangerment and possession of controlled substance with intent to deliver, gathering where controlled substances are unlawful, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was also arrested on an active Audubon Police Department warrant for failure to appear in court. Thompson was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released by the magistrate. 31-year-old Robert Benjamin Waite of Audubon was arrested September 9th on an outstanding warrant out of Nebraska. Waite was transported to the Audubon County Jail, where he awaited extradition to Nebraska. On September 13th, 30-year-old Jesse Allen Hoagland of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Hoagland turned himself in and appeared before the magistrate. On September 15th, 23-year-old Daisha Mae Rutherford of Harlan turned herself in on an active Audubon Police Department warrant for theft in the fourth degree. She was later released after appearing before a magistrate. On September 16th, Audubon police arrested 32-year-old Troy Jean Mack, 32-year-old Cheryl Ann Knight, and 26-year-old Cole Jacob Benton, all of Audubon. All three were charged with possession of drug paraphernalia as a result of two search warrants. Their case remains active with additional charges pending. The Audubon Police Department was assisted by the Audubon County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol. And on September 28th, Audubon police arrested 33-year-old Kevin Greg Cahoon Jr. of Audubon on a Lee County warrant. Cahoon was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending transfer to Lee County. Last Thursday, 24-year-old Tyler Everett Williamson of Audubon was arrested for failure to appear in court. He was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Tuesday released a report also on recent arrests. He said two people were arrested on drug charges Sunday. Vandewater reports 53-year-old Patrick Russell Darling of Greenfield was arrested a little after midnight on Sunday for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. And at around 12:40 a.m. Sunday, 18-year-old Jacob Thomas Peterson of Fontenelle was arrested for possession of marijuana, possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana with distribution to a minor. Peterson was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $150,000 cash bond, while Darling posted a $1,000 or 10% bond Monday and was released. Four people were arrested last Friday in Adair County. 61-year-old Richard Johnson of Greenfield was arrested Friday night for possession of controlled substance marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and allowing persons to gather where controlled substances are used or possessed. Johnson was later released on a $1,000 bond. 36-year-old James Sims of Fontenelle was arrested Friday evening for driving while barred and later released on bond. And 27-year-old Adam James McGill of Casey was arrested Friday afternoon on an Adair County felony warrant for forgery. McGill was later released on $5,000 cash bond. And 31-year-old Sherry Christine Jensen of Fontenelle was arrested Friday on a Pottawatomie County warrant for forgery, a Class D felony. Jensen was turned over to the Pott County deputies for transfer to their jurisdiction. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.